episode 130. Rob, we're back.
130.
And you're back because we had 130 because we had Mr. C last time.
That's right.
So, all right, everybody, we're sitting here wondering what in the world we're going to talk about. Quite candidly. Mm-hmm. And we started talking about what's going on in the shop right now. I thought it might be an interesting idea to talk about what's going on in the shop right now without naming names, right? And the idea of may sound like a boring topic, but I actually think there might be some leverage learnings here for people out there in the world. The topic of process, right? Following the process. Hey, how do you do an ad? How do you do a logo? How do you do a brochure? How do you build a website, for example, right? There's no specific, hey, here are the 10 steps to success, right? That every single agency, design firm, freelancer, brother's uncle uses. You know, how do you come up with a logo? I don't know. There's a lot of different ways, right? There's master classes out there from David Carson, how to do that. I mean, there's a million different ways to do it, right? But at the end of the day, there is still kind of a like one foot in front of the other kind of scenario. You know what I mean? Like you kind of have to do certain things in order to make solid foundational decisions to then build on that, you know, from a design methodology or an architecture methodology, right? I mean, it's yeah, I guess you could design the cover of your brochure first instead of designing the inside back cover or the table of, you know what I mean? There's still loosey-goosiness, but like before you get to those specifics, you still have to kind of walk in a straight line to make sure things are going right, you know? So
yeah, I think it's interesting because we sort of, it's a fine line, right? Between too much process and too little process, right? I think you have to strike that balance. And we very much, one of our selling points and what clients I think really appreciate about the way that we do things is we wrap a lot of things up in efficiency, right?
Yeah.
And part of that efficiency is being able to adopt to their methodologies, right? So, and what does that mean? That means, oh, you happen to be using, you would prefer to send it over in an Excel spreadsheet and have us look at it that way? Great.
Yeah.
You'd prefer to do it this way or do it that way? We are lean and mean and available. Available? That's not the right word.
That's okay.
Well, I can use it. I can use it. And available to adopt to
different. We're not going to force you to use our 12 steps of success. Right. It's a little bit of whatever's the easiest way to get it off of your desk and onto our desk, we'll take it and then dump it into the way that we, you know, work. And then to your point, we work efficiently and get things done.
Yeah. You know, however, there are certain tenets that you have to adhere to based on the type of project that it is, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think for us, generally speaking, you know, we'll pick on logos for a second. For the most part, if we're doing logos or even initial concepts, we always kind of come in with, hey, black and white.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
And we're going to do black and white, whether that's hand-drawn or whether that's on a computer, it depends, but always black and white. And we do that for a very specific reason because we don't want color to sway people's opinions one way or the other out of the gate, right?
Yeah, we don't want to influence the decision of composition based on I love purple and you hate green.
I hate orange.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that would be a tenet, right, of that. I think for websites is another interesting one, and we, you know, I'll give you a little bit of a case study.
Yeah, kind of dealing with it right now, right?
Kind of in the thick of it right now. Yeah. And so the project came along, and it's a hurry up. It's a quick timeline. Got to get it done.
It always is, buddy. It always is.
I know. It always is. Yeah. This one was particularly rushed, I would say. and it was, okay, well, first things first, we need to wireframe this thing. We need to figure out the architecture, wireframe everything out, and go down that path. Well, we got to the first round of wireframes, presented those. Those went great.
Yeah.
But then it was, I don't want to say mandated, but the client preferred that we then went immediately to designing out all of the pages.
Yeah. What's this thing going to look like?
Because they had the fear of like, what's it going to look like? When is it going to be done?
Da-da-da. Yeah. Yeah.
And so we deviated from the path of making sure the wireframes are fleshed out a couple rounds there to make sure we know exactly what we're designing against.
Yes. And the purpose of the wireframes is just that, correct? To understand what we're designing against. But also, I would say, feel free to jump in and correct me, it's a good step to make sure that we capture all of the content buckets that you need for your website.
Yeah.
Right? It's easy to, we could design a page this way, that way, purple, green, yellow, whatever. We can design. Yeah. But it's really more, hey, what are you trying to say and who are you saying it to? And what, you know, we need to fill those buckets of content, right? Or leave space for, oh, by the way, we need a button here that does XYZ or whatever, right?
Yeah, and you have to think about the UX of it and the UI of it, and you know, not only what content are we, but where is that content going to go on the page?
Totally.
And, you know, it's you got to look at the blueprints of the house before you
build the house.
Yeah, right. Makes sense. If we're going to use that analogy,
makes sense. Yeah,
and so also we did that, and so we kind of deviated, and suddenly we had this interesting place where we designed out all of the pages.
Okay.
And we put them in the wireframe software. So because it's important also too, when you're designing a site, to be able to look at the map of the site.
Sure.
Right. It's not just this.
Yeah.
You know,
web design has changed tremendously over 20 years, but we've always had a site map from day one.
You've got to be able to look at the map and see how the information flows from an architectural standpoint. All of a sudden here we are, and we designed every single page out, with no content.
Yeah.
And because that's always a roadblock for people too, is getting the content.
Well, all right. Well, that's a different topic.
It's a different topic.
But I'm with you
100%. Put it back into the software. And all of a sudden we're like, huh, suddenly this doesn't make sense.
It does.
From an architectural standpoint.
Yeah.
And information, like things aren't aligning and things are. So.
And it's things they've requested. Right. I mean, this is direct from, wait, we jumped over this hopscotch step.
Correct.
You know, I can't even speak. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we did what you asked for, but
Yeah. And so the problem is now, shocker, we have to go backwards.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It turns out it wasn't an efficiency play. It was a very inefficient play.
Yeah.
Because now we have to go backwards and sort of re-engineer the architecture.
Yeah.
And then re-engineer the design to map out what we should have done in the first place.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you think sometimes are common sense, but all of a sudden they're not common sense. And you assume, you know, our client friendly partners would understand that, right? But it's, where does that button go? Why did you ask? Like, what? Hold on a sec. Stop for a minute here. This isn't I get it. We're all in a rush and we got to get these things done and things like that. But skipping the process of the blueprints, to your point, it's like, was there supposed to be a bathroom here?
Right.
You know, like what I was wondering what this big
cavernous.
How's
someone going to go to the bathroom if they're in the basement and there's no bathroom down here?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You can build one after the fact. It's just more expensive.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, anything is doable, you know?
You know, and I would say out of all the different types of projects we work on, that's probably the
most process driven?
Yeah, most process driven. That's right. Because it is so technical. There is UX to think about. There's experience. There's all these things to think about.
Yeah. Well, we haven't even talked about technology definition too, which really is the crux of sites in general. You know.
Right. Right. Depending on the complexity of the site, we do some sites that are literally just online brochures and they don't have any technology requirements whatsoever.
Exactly.
I'm going to build this thing in WordPress and I need to submit button to go to HubSpot and there you go. Call it a day.
Yeah. Contact us and we're out. That's the extent. I mean, the technology definition is just more in the SEO aspect and hey, can people find us? You know.
Right.
But you're not building custom middleware to tie into your SAP system or to your point, you're not tying in HubSpot or Pardot or Salesforce, you know, like it's,
you get into e-commerce stuff and it's a whole different,
whole
different set of rules there.
Absolutely. Fun sets of rules.
It is fun sets of rules,
payment
but
processing?
It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's complex and you better get it right because if you don't,
oh my Lord, I remember one client we were working on, and come to find out,
oh no,
they were, you'll remember this. They were 500 patches back on Oracle.
Oh,
do you remember this?
Yeah,
and it was like, why isn't the site? Da, da, da? And it's like, oh no. You know, it was one of those like, oh, well, we're so ancient now that we can't update certain things because then it'll break our bill of lading service.
Yeah.
It ties into our, you know, and it's a whole freight system.
Yeah.
And
our company will fail.
Yeah. And it was almost one of those like, guys, JavaScript? Like, you can't update the, it was one of like, oh no. You know, it was so funny. So, yeah, it gets complicated pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, and now more than ever, the speed at which technology is, you know, just
changing,
evolving.
Yeah.
Is you gotta stay on top of it for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But clients don't know these things, right?
No.
I mean, we're dealing with marketing managers or we're dealing with project, you know, things like that, right? They don't know that IT is actually 500 patches back on.
Right.
You
know, why XYZ. Would they? How would they know?
Exactly.
That? My email works.
Yeah, exactly. Things like that, right? So there's definitely a fun uncovering you know, when you start peeling back the layers of technology. But, you know, to your point, that's why the process exists for something like that.
Right.
Right. That, and I agree with you. I think that, you know, technology-driven projects and specifically sites for us probably the most adhere to
a strict
order of operations.
Yeah.
You know, now sometimes we can
be flexible within those different steps.
Absolutely
can.
Yeah.
But you got to get the wireframes approved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you go to design. Yeah.
Hey everybody, where's the content?
Yeah. where's our content?
Well, it's one of those like, yeah, we can write the whole site for you. It's hard to write the whole site for you without any of your input though on what you'd like your site to say.
Right.
That's kind of, you know, like, you know, get something out of your head for us to work with, you know,
right.
You know, and also like, we don't know your key, you know, unique selling propositions yet, you know, and things like, right if it's a brand new client, things like
sure.
that, right?
Sure.
So it's so funny. Yeah. Sometimes you can really bundle the steps together. I'm thinking about like, consumer packaging, and you mentioned logos earlier. Sometimes it's, hey, we got a brand new brand. We needed to do a logo.
Yeah.
But then we also know it's going to go into this chip bag.
Yeah.
You know, the chips are called this. Yeah. You know, how do we, you know, and sometimes, you know, you'll do the full VizID, you know, exercise. And then, hey, then once that's approved, apply that to packaging and to other things, right? And sometimes, depending on scope, right, just like the analogy for websites, you know, some websites are gigantic in e-commerce and sometimes they're just 5 pages and the truth, right? Is like, okay, well, hey, based on scope and based on complexity here, let's just bundle that together.
Yeah.
Let's just do your logo and your packaging kind of all at once. So you can kind of pick a path and then we kind of massage from there.
Well, I think with a project like that too, context is important.
So, yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
You're obviously going to need the logo on a sell sheet and a thing and stuff like that. But if they know that the application, like we're picking on food packaging for
a minute,
but if we know the application is going to be on a Mylar bag with the thing, there's certain production and design things that you have to take into consideration given the context of where the logo is going to be applied.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and it's more important that it looks good on a retail Mylar bag and a freezer aisle
than a golf shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But embroidered on a polo, right? Or you know, shout out to those that are listening on that one, right? There's a little Easter egg. What's your primary vehicle? It doesn't matter what it looks like on your business card as much as, you know, you want consumers to put it in their shopping cart, that type of thing. Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
A lot of process, there's a method to the madness, even though it sounds like we just run to the creative cave and use our crayons. Right.
And there's a time and a place for that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah. Advertising.
Once we have sign off on this.
Yeah. Ad development. Is there a process to advertising?
I think again, and we were saying process, but our approach is always, you know, when we're developing advertising, it's always idea first, right? Idea is the most important thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've mentioned it before, but we can go back to the Nike, the Jordan gravity stick figure.
The best
ads you can do literally in stick figure drawings.
Yes, for sure.
So I think the takeaway there is the concept is the most important thing, which is why we always up front, everything's just kind of drawn out, very black and white, just to get the idea. Because if you can't get the idea across in a black and white sketch.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the production value is.
Doesn't matter how pretty it is or how whatever it is, it's not gonna resonate. So again, that's just the idea that like, hey, strip everything away from it. And if the idea isn't there, it won't be successful. So that's the idea, is get the idea sold through first. Then we can start bringing it to life.
Yes.
And making it look good and tweaking headlines and finessing and refining until we get to the
end result. Yeah. It's funny, visual identity development and advertising from a client perspective, you know, people that work with us on the other side of the fence, that process is actually kind of the same.
Yeah.
Right? Because it is really sort of conceptual idea, black and white, up front, focus on the message, focus on the form, focus on the function, you know, that type of thing. Don't worry about, is it an illustration? Is it a photograph? Yeah. Is it purple? Is it green? You know, so it's funny thinking about process. It's kind of like there's our internal methodology of how we approach solutions for clients, right? Mm-hmm. But then there's also the process which they participate on, you know, on that side of the fence.
Right.
Right, which is kind of interesting too to think about. So, and their process is pretty similar. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Is that it for process?
I think that's it. That's the end of our process. Told you it wasn't a long, drawn-out process.
I think it's important, though. I think it's important to be mindful of.
And that's not to knock clients, certainly. Yeah, and that's not to knock other agencies that have Dr. Seuss machines.
Yeah.
You know, if you have an organization with hundreds of people, sometimes you need a little more structure to run the thing through the system.
Yeah, it is less efficient, but there is a paper trail involved.
Yeah,
you know, yeah.
So there's a reason that they exist. But again, for us, we feel like we found that sweet spot for clients whereby we can be informal in the sense that we can be malleable to whatever their system is and whatever works best. And if you want to give it to us in a Word document, great.
Yeah.
If you want to just type it out and bullet point, whatever.
Yeah.
But there are certain...
And then on our side of the fence, we can decide, okay, let's put steps 2 through 7 together into this next round or whatever, you know, that type of thing for efficiency's sake.
So. Yeah. Our process, if you want to call it that, never slows anything down.
Yeah, that's true.
The end goal is to make it more efficient.
Yes.
And to bring it to market faster.
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point.
So. The rules are in place for a reason.
Yes, but then we know when to break the rules.
Then we know when to bend them, twist them.
Do we break them? We just bend them?
We've broken them.
We've broken them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've broken them.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Varying degrees
of success.
Sometimes
it splinters and shatters. Sometimes it's a clean break. Yes. You just don't know.
Well, you know, but sometimes they break the rules too, and then that's problematic. So
that's when we have to slap their...
Yeah.
Slap the back of their wrists.
That's okay.
All right.
Where can people slap our wrists?
I'm not sure how to answer that question.
Yeah, they can metaphorically do it online.
At mocktheagency.com. You can find us on the socials. You can DM slap us if you want that
there
way.
There you go.
You could show up at our physical office. That might get a little awkward.
That's going to get awkward. Yeah. We do keep the door locked.
Yeah, and there's a police station right across the street.
Yes. Shout out Zone 3.
Zone 3, where you at?
Yeah. They're out there somewhere.
They're out there
keeping
somewhere.
Keeping us safe. So.
All right. We will talk at you next time for episode 131. It's going to be a doozy, folks.
Yes, it is. Thanks, everybody.